Hello everyone, I'm Soyoung Bae from South Korea, and I'm very happy, it's very small, I'm very happy to present here in Denver about Korea Smarter and a Happier Baby study. And if I cannot make you understood today, the blame goes to my second language speaking level and jet lag, but not to my social brain. So, I hope you enjoyed our results. Let me introduce the whole group team. First of all, I'd like to introduce Hyojin, who are also called as HJ, because it's so difficult to pronounce in English, who is leading the Korean this Korea project with me in Korea. There's Hyojin. She came with us all the way from Korea. And there are a lot of people involved in this project. As for our Korean team, there are three PhD SLPs and two medical doctors who are pediatricians and three doctoral level students and three more master level students who are working with me and HJ. And also, there are a whole list of, you know, Lena Border team members. And I cannot thank you enough, you know, to both Jill and Jeff, who have been sharing their tremendous and valuable experience with Lena, with the Korean team. Okay, and well, here we are in Denver, right? Ooh. And across the Pacific Ocean, and passing over Japan to South Korea. Seoul, Gyeonggi, and Chuncheon, Yeolcheon. There are the three major research places in Korea. And then you will see red and blue triangles where our subject families are living in. Okay, and there are three research sites. One, Hanlim University in Chuncheon, and the other two pediatric clinics in Seoul. Okay, oh, this is kind of huge to me, experimental and longitudinal study. And out of 428 families participated in Korean snapshot study, we had a consent from 99 families who said yes to be in this longitudinal study. And maybe Jeff randomly assigned each family either to control group or family experimental group. And they will be observed for 2.5 years. It's very long, isn't it? Isn't it long? Yeah. Which I like most. I mean, I also wanted to do some longitudinal study, which were really difficult to do. But anyway, it's possible now, and I'm so happy about it. And out of, you know, 30 months longitudinal period, we are in the fifth month at the moment. Okay. And let me talk to you more about our families. All the 99 families had 4 months old or 6 months old babies, and the mother's educational level, ooh, very high. 90% of them were college graduates, including 2-year college. But you know, nationwide in Korea, as of 2011, 90% are college graduates. Oh, it's not, it's true. Yeah, it's very true. And they're very competitive. Yeah. But they don't seem to enjoy the happiness part. So, well, anyway, there are mostly middle-class families, and there were 43% of moms who were working, and is working as well, yeah. And there were no differences between language skills and all the Lena accounts, you know, from the start. And, well, each family will get, you know, the most maybe strongest visual feedback from Lena home. So it's very new, but it's time. It takes a long time, but they seem to be very happy to look at the result right away. Maybe not right away. Maybe the day after recording, I think. Yeah. Anyway, and we also added minimal coaching to help each family, specifically second month small group face-to-face meeting. And so far, the most successful communication tool between each family and us, the research team, has been phone calls, direct phone calls, and home visits. And we actually failed about the internet cafe because they were so busy doing something and they wanted answers right away, which is called in Korean culture, Balibali culture. There's culture. Yeah. Do you know what quick service? I think it's invented in Korea, yeah. Which I enjoy too. And now I want to show you three babies with Lina Klaus. Two are from the experimental group, and one is just for parent training, and you will see HJ.
Okay.
두 쇼.
없다. 없어. 오. 아. 아이스 있나요? 네. 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 아니,
제가. 어, 두 쇼. Okay, let's move on to the results. I want to show you results in kind of in three ways. First, using the whole group, and then splitting up the experimental group, and I will show you three individual cases with at-risk babies. Okay, as a group, there were significant changes or increases from baseline to month one and month three, as you might have expected. And as for conversational tones, it looked pretty strong because the mother seemed to change their behaviors using more conversational tones through all those 4 months. Okay, and then the same pattern happened to child vocalization counts. Except the 4th month. I don't know. Maybe they're stressed out. Okay. And then we wanted to look at the results in terms of parents' talkativeness. So we divided or split up the experimental group into two groups based on adult word counts using American norms, since we don't have Korean norm yet. So upper means talkative group, lower means less talkative group. Interestingly enough, and there was no language differences between, you know, upper group, I mean children's language level between upper parent group and lower group. So, which provides us very nice ground to compare, I think. And as for adult word counts, there were significant increases only for lower group because they saw the low percentile scores right away, right? Probably because that's what we think. I don't know. And we have to think about that more. But it was really exciting and interesting to me. And as for conversational tones, we found very contrasted pattern, which means there were significant increases in the amount of, you know, conversational tones only for talkative parent group. Oh, so Lina is useful for everybody, right? No? Okay, finally, child vocalization counts. It seems to be in same line with conversational tones, which are our favorites, right? Okay. the same. The fourth month, it will get weird. Okay. Okay, let's move to the individual cases. I'll show you three individual cases. The first one is Kang family. The mother is audiology professor, actually. And she really liked this tool. Unfortunately, her daughter was at risk for language development, measured in vocabulary size. Okay, anyway, this mom or the parent showed significant, I think, increases in their, you know, words, and also they used more conversational terms, getting better all across the months, I think. And Ava score, it looked quite promising as well, even though it's under 50th percentile. Well, in this, unlike previous data, the data, I show you this percentile data since I wanted to show you the results in one chart. Not because I like percentile ranks. Okay. And there is another Gang family. Gang. Not Gangnam style. You don't know Gangnam style. Gang style. Okay. This Gang family was kind of very interesting because they were talking to their kid many, many words even before the study. So they increased their words from 30,000 words to 50,000 words sometimes. So we were shocked. But anyway, we emphasized the importance of conversational terms actually, and then the child is, I think, kind of changing, but we need to follow up the 6 months kind of real comparison. And lastly, this is Song family, who is one of the Queen Lina lovers, as we say, because she loved Lina so much. And as you may see here in the KMBCI score, she has been changing. I mean, she's moving upward, I think. And let me introduce this mom. So she's happy. Ah, she's happy, happy. Yeah, actually she's HGH friend. Okay, and let's finish up, this study. Well, we can have many discussions, but I want to narrow it down in three aspects. First of all, is visual feedback important in model-child interactions in Korean context? Yes. Okay. And second, we are looking for factors to maximize or improve children's language development in addition to visual feedback. And we think active coaching might be one way to go for. And lastly, we will go on this long journey and we will compare the experimental group with, control group. And we'll do some validation or calibration study. Yeah, it's already started actually. And then we really want to standardize Korean snapshot. And along with, your comments or questions, maybe during the break. Yeah. Okay. That's it for today. Thank you.